Fortune and Tribune Nerd.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Michael, aka Rickshaw. This week, we put out a YouTube version of a video, and we felt it was like really unnecessary to post it on, you know, as audio for y'all to hear us, because we were eating wings. So if you want to go over to YouTube, check out the video. We had a bunch of hot wings. I ended up shitting and throwing up at the same time afterwards.
Not on camera.
But anyways, introduce yourselves, guys.
I'm Juan.
I'm Rabbit.
And yeah, we're just kind of, you know, we want to put out an episode for our audio listeners to check out. And, it, you know, like I said, you could go over there and check out us, you know, eating hot wings and getting all fucking sweaty and like losing our minds and watching Rabbit bail. I mean, first of all, we were talking about Rage Against the Machine. It's a hot topic right now because Rage is like very political. And I don't think a lot of people knew it. I mean, it's been obvious on the internet that people are saying things like, I didn't know you were a political band. All your newer stuff. First of all, I saw someone that literally said, your newer stuff is way more political, right? There's a lot of things wrong with that, right? Someone correct. Okay. Why is that wrong?
Well, because Tom Morello is probably the most political musician there is that I can think of off the top of my head right now.
Well, their last album came out in like 1995 or something, didn't it? Yeah. There's no newer stuff.
Exactly. Anybody who thinks they're newer stuff, first of all, where are you getting this newer stuff at, dude? Can I get a link?
It's new to you. Because you obviously just heard Rage for the first time.
No shit. Or at least just paid attention to the lyrics.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, like, I know. I mean, like, they're not hiding anything.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. They've always been like one of the most political bands.
Take the power back.
There. It's not like a, you know, like a Christian band can be ambiguous. Like, what do they believe? Do they believe in God? I don't know. They're labeled a Christian band and they kind of talk about life. But what are they? No. Rage is like fucking political.
I mean, it's in the name. It's in the name.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah. Oh, yeah. I was saying my old band was pretty heavily influenced, and Rabbit said so was
Straight from the Path,
and
like a lot.
Yeah, like a lot. But
which is a good thing. I love Straight from the Path.
You know, Iwabo. The way that we were influenced is like just using your guitar to make the weirdest sounding shit you could think of. You know what I mean? As to where Stray did take, you know, lots of I don't know. How to say it?
Influence.
Lots of beats and lots of the way they would write, you know, guitar tracks. The way that they would put lyrics on their songs.
And they're a very political band.
And
as well.
And they are a very political band too. Yeah. So I don't think Iwabo had much. Well, we did have political things to say, but it was like most people didn't care about that. They just wanted the mealy mealies and the wah wahs.
Yeah.
Right. But what have you guys been up to lately?
Not much of anything.
With the COVID-19 running rampant.
I'm like the only person I know that hasn't gone back to work yet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been doing a lot of yard work.
Right.
Building things with my hands, my own mitts.
Yeah.
Like getting dirty, you know?
Right.
And playing a lot of Call of Duty. That too.
Plants. It's hard to go outside and stuff and like plant things for me.
Dude, it sucks, but I mean,
it's very hot.
Yeah. I'll get up early. I'll get started around 8 or 9, but like once noon hits, I'm done. I'm just done for the day. It's too hot. Don't feel like it. I'm not getting paid for it. I mean, so.
Right.
Deuces.
Cool. Rabbit, what have you been up to?
Same stuff, man. I work. I've been working. Yeah. I never stopped working.
Right.
I work all the time.
I mean, it would suck to have still been going to work, but still don't get to go out, don't get to, you know what I mean? Like, you still have to.
No, I know what you mean exactly. Yeah.
I feel that real hard, bro.
Yeah, because, you know, on my end, I'm like, oh, shit, I've got time to, like, write the script for, like, a contest. I've got time to edit YouTube videos. You know, I've got time to think about ideas. As to where some people are like, I've still been working, and people are still dicks.
In fact, they're worse.
Yeah. Being a dick has become very common in this world. Like, like now that we have the internet for people to openly voice how much of a dickhead they are, and other people see that, they think it's fine for them to be a dick too. What is going on?
Because there's
with
no
that?
Consequences. Well, little to no consequences.
Yeah. Right.
Some people get fucked over by the internet, but the vast majority of people on the internet can say whatever the fuck they want, and there's no consequences. So
I understand where this cancel culture kind of comes from. You know what I mean? Like, bro, what the fuck did you just say? Get out of my life. Sure. Yeah,
exactly.
But also, you know, sometimes people just need to learn things. They don't have the capacity to gain knowledge or change their mind without being personally offended by themselves. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
What, did I ask a question in there? Talk. How do you guys feel?
That's a deep wormhole, bud.
Dude, it is. I know.
It's a whole Pandora's box of
it's
bullshit.
It's so funny that I'm like, I've never given a shit about politics. And now all of a sudden I'm like, I see it so much. And I can't, and you know, we're not allowed to leave our houses for very much time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So now I'm just like, why is all this happening? Do I have to get involved? Do I have to tell personal friends that I've known for over a decade that they're racist pieces of shit and should wear a mask?
I think that's the biggest problem right now is just like the outright blatant racism that's happening in the country.
My God.
Like it's getting worse.
Yeah.
My problem with it is that people don't even realize that they're being racist.
Right.
You know, they're like oh, I'm not being racist. I'm like, well, I mean, if you hang out with a bunch of racist people, then it makes me think that you're racist.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you are hanging out with, you know, 50-year-old white men wearing bulletproof vests and have guns,
with holding swastika flags, I'm going to think that you're involved with those people. I mean,
and that's what I was talking about is like the marches with the flags, with the swastikas and stuff like that. That's happening right now. Like, just 2 days ago, I think in like Pennsylvania, there was a march.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was insane. Like,
I mean,
I'm like the day to day, like every person racist, if that's a thing, like your uncle or somebody, like that's normal. That's been around forever, you know, but it's like the stuff like that, the marches and the backlash from people just wanting to be
and it's
normal, like wanting to be able to live a normal life in this country,
equal,
where all men are supposedly created equal.
Which
is bullshit because that was written by white people.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't
when all the black people were slaves.
It doesn't make it okay for that common uncle/dad.
It's not okay.
It's not okay, but it's like whenever it's your own uncle or dad or whatever, you're like, it's fine. They're just ignorant to the situation. You know what I mean? Well,
and I'm not justifying their like racism. I'm just saying that's just like commonplace racism.
Right.
Gonna always be there on the underlying of our society.
Yeah, I don't want my daughter.
To me, like it's more scary seeing like the people walking and marching with guns and just hate groups marching down the street in broad daylight.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like,
and the president not saying that it's bad.
Yeah. Exactly.
So yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's get out of politics.
Man, that's heavy.
Yeah, it has gotten heavy.
And I'm the one that usually brings that up.
Right.
I'm
yeah,
just
that's
here
true.
Like, I don't know what to say.
I mean, you know.
Anyways, just don't be a shitty person. That's all. Like,
right.
Like if you don't
people
want
are just trying to live, man.
Yeah. if you don't want to get shat on, don't shit on people.
Yeah.
It's just
exactly.
Simple.
Like it's unreal to me that someone could be like have a certain view about people and then it's like, well, what if we did that to you? And they're like, what do you mean? It would never happen to me. It's like, this is what the privilege comes from. This is why people say that. Like my dad said, racism isn't real. And for 65 years, I've never seen anything like that happen in my life. And it's like, you're an old white man. Of course you haven't. Right. Like that's exact. Anyways, let's get out of that. Yeah, yeah. That's we're a nerd.
Yeah,
let's talk about nerdy.
It's gonna get too deep.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'm. You know, if you listened to the channel and you've never been to our YouTube, please go subscribe because we are on the cusp of getting monetized, and of that, there are a few things that you can't do once you get, you know, ads on your videos. And one of those things is swearing. So pretty much for the first, I've read about people saying the first five, you know, for first 5 to 10 minutes, kind of like watch it, because like these like filters that your videos go through are only looked at, you know, at certain points in time. So like the first 10 minutes, you know, don't say anything bad. Maybe the last 10 minutes, don't say anything bad. You eventually can get away with shit. You know what I mean? Like in the middle of the video. But F-bombs, definitely. We have to bleep them.
That's my favorite word.
Right?
Bleep, yeah.
So we're going to have to get to a point once we're monetized to where we watch the F-bombs, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Can I do it now?
I mean, you could say F-bomb, yeah.
It's pretty fucking stupid.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Spotify, you could say whatever the fuck you want. It's just being monetized on YouTube,
I think, because
it's so popular of a platform, and kids have been, you know, they found out a bunch of kids are using their parents'
Well, kids have accounts. no business watching my shit.
Yes,
I
exactly.
am not safe for exactly. kids. NSFK.
Right.
I have to think about it. Thanks.
Right. But so how do you feel? Who do you think was going to have some problems with dropping F-bombs?
Me? Probably myself, yeah.
I mean, yeah, all probably me too.
Fuzz?
Fuzz, yeah.
I think Fuzz might be the worst one.
You might just have to bleep him.
Just bleep him.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's a dad, so maybe he's okay. Or like,
have you met his dad? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all.
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah. That's cool shit. Yeah, right. Fuzz's dad's awesome, man.
You're right. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So, in the future, once we get to that point, it's more work for me to edit all the F-bombs. So that's going to suck. It's going to fucking suck.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. You editing more? I mean, I don't care.
Shut the fuck up, Juan.
Hey, you did it. Oh, you did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, we can tone it back. Or, I mean...
Somehow... We could have like a game system to where if we drop so many F-bombs, we have to like pay the pot. And then at the end of the month, you know, we have a swear jar for the show.
I can't afford the swear jar, guys. Someone spot me a five.
So what else comes with that? I think that's like the major concern I had, you know, cause like, you know, you're not supposed to talk about like in-depth graphic sexual things.
Well, that's cool.
You're not supposed to talk about, you know, violence and like dismemberment and like, you know, to a T. But but it's one of those things. If you are talking about it for educational purposes, like, you know, what like last podcast on the left talks about nasty, morbid shit, but it's like also just information, you know what I mean? So
yeah, and they also don't do YouTube, so they don't have
the filters.
but
yeah, I don't think we're gonna have a problem talking about morbid shit, and unless it's for jokes.
Yeah. And even then, I mean, like, unless we're describing a scary movie or a scene in a movie or something like that. But even then, I mean, that's been done a million times. So it's not like we'll be the first ones to do that.
Mikey might have a problem, you know, because he's always trying to have sex with me. So that's...
You have to cut that off real quick.
Yeah, we can't be promoting that kind of activity.
I'm just saying, man, your editing is amazing. You can't even tell. Like, you can tell with his eyes, but like his actions, like the times where he humps you, like you cut all that out. And he's like always humping you.
Right. I have to kick him off
constantly.
What did you do to my dog? Is it, what is that? It's yogurt.
What is that, next Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else could we talk about? So we did do the wing video, you know, for anybody who has watched that, or if you haven't seen it, go watch it. And then we're going to talk about it, but definitely we've done the wing challenge, you know, big fans of Hot Ones.
Shout out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Sean Evans. Mm-hmm. I got my fucking ass kicked.
Who's your favorite person that he's interviewed so far?
I really like Neil deGrasse Tyson. His was the shit. Mm-hmm.
My number one pick is Halle Berry.
Really?
Halle Berry,
her
dude.
Episode is amazing.
Nice.
She's a beast.
First of all,
she's a storm.
She destroyed the wings, for one. Mm. She's gorgeous. I mean, she's Halle Berry. Mm. She's hilarious. And There was something else. I don't know. She just killed. Oh, she didn't drink anything.
She didn't drink any water at all. She ate every meal. Oh, really? Like, every piece.
She destroys it, and her interview is amazing. Like, it, to me, it's the best one that's ever been.
Yeah.
There's some really close seconds, but that's the best one.
There's some. There's just things about Halle Berry that have made me hate her, but she was rad at John Wick, and she did have a rad episode of Hot Ones. Yeah. Storm.
Dude, Swordfish.
She was the worst fucking
Storm. That wasn't her fault, though. Dude, come that's on.
True. But what about Catwoman? She read the script before she said yes.
Oh, man.
Think about that.
I see. I haven't seen it.
Dude,
yeah.
It's one of those ones that was like panned so bad that I was like, I'm not gonna watch
it. It was so bad. It was
I've actually even watched that entire movie.
Dude, it was like a Lifetime movie with edginess.
I didn't forget about that.
Or something. I don't know.
But you know what? You know, sometimes good actors are in shitty movies.
Well
it happens.
That's in the works, isn't it?
What?
The actors that haven't done a bad movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could talk about some of the ideas.
And also talk about good, really amazing actors that do shitty movies.
Yeah.
So I got a bunch of those.
Some of the ideas we have for upcoming episodes are, you know, actors that have never been in a bad movie or shit. What did you say? Good actors.
Really good actors that are in shitty movies. Movies.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I got some really good ones. Like really good ones.
Right. For the turmoil in the world right now and the election coming up, I thought it'd be fun if we did a top videos to show your dad / uncle to cure their racism. That's a good one.
That's gonna be a fun one.
Another one is best presidents in movies. So obviously my pick is Camacho in Idiocracy, Terry Crews.
I still haven't seen that.
You mean America 2020?
Yeah.
It's basically we're living
the crops are dying. We've been giving them electrolytes. But yeah, those are some of the ideas that we have coming up. So if you pay attention to the show, we'll be doing some of that shit. I wasn't gonna actually try and start interviewing band people until I got all my stuff set up, because I recently moved to Austin and I'm just kind of redecorating the garage and making it a cool little studio room. But I feel weird just like doing interviews nonchalantly with just whatever behind me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I want to look, if I'm like nearing my monetization, I would rather look professional before I start doing some shit like that.
You definitely don't look professional now. You look like trash.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Like physically. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happens whenever.
Yeah. You don't want to go backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to like go from having a really nice set to just having like a green screen background for.
Cause then, you know, that's that first person's first time, you know, and they're like, oh, what's this? Oh, obviously this dude doesn't care about his production. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and you know what? I even look at my old videos and think that. So,
yeah,
gotta come from something. Gotta go somewhere.
Hey man, there's
keep
only one
it,
way to
keep
go.
It professional.
Yeah, just, that's what I'm saying. You don't want to go backwards. You just want to keep pushing.
Exactly.
Forward.
So, oh yeah, an interview I would love to do. I've been thinking about this, but I've also never wanted to ask because I wanted to get to a certain level with my production and stuff. Is Andy from Every Time I Die.
Oh my God.
He's been doing the wrestling thing and they have some new music coming out.
That'd be cool.
You know, it's one of those things where like when I tour with him, he was always cool with me. We had some conversations and then I came to a Warp tour like a year or two later and he said, what's up to me? We just chatted for a second. But when it comes to like messaging your friend that's in a popular band, sometimes it's like, if he doesn't get back to me, you know, I'm going to feel bad. Should I even try yet? Let me get my numbers up.
Yeah.
So then he has more initiative to like want to be on my show, stuff like that. He actually is one of the characters in the novel that I wrote that no one has ever read.
I read some of it.
Yeah. he is a character.
Wait, which one? Because I'm pretty sure I read it.
Andy. There is a guy. That's like the brute.
Is it the time travel one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
The guy, whenever he meets, the guys come looking for him when he's in the past. And one of the guys is like a big fucking mustache, beefy dude. He's like one of the henchmen.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the main henchmen. He gets his hand cut off.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's Andy. Andy Williams. I asked him for permission, and he's like, yeah, man, that sounds fucking
awesome.
Dude,
I was jamming Every Time I Die the other day.
Nice.
I love that band so much.
Hell yeah, Every Time I Die. Solid, solid. Oh, what new albums have you been jamming, guys?
Oh, my God. Dude, Thornhill.
Oh, yeah.
The Dark Pool. That album is so good.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah. You ever listen to that band?
I've been obsessed
with
it.
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Check them out.
New Spirit Box.
Yeah, Spirit Box song. Is tight.
Yeah, the song that with the midsummer scenery.
That song is so sick, yeah. Dude. It's heavy.
Like is that the Blessed Be one or is it the one after that?
It's the one after. Holy Roller.
Holy Roller. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Holy Diver.
Holy Diver. Somebody James Dio.
Dude, this is totally random, but I had an idea for like a bar. / restaurant in if I could find like an abandoned church and I wanted to call it Holy Rollers.
Like, that's I don't know why. Dope.
You can make it like a Sonic.
It'd just be like a crazy like inside of a church.
Right. There was Church's Chicken, remember that?
Yeah.
Church's Chicken.
I haven't seen there's one in a gas station, I guess, kind of in Sanger, just a little bit from here.
In Austin, where I just moved to, there was a Quiznos. I was like, what?
Those still exist?
Well, I think that they started doing like local owned ones. What is it called?
Franchise.
Is it a franchise? Huh? What's whenever you're...
It's like corporate. Incorporated.
Okay. Yeah. So corporate died.
Franchise is like you buy
the
single store.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's what's happening because I'm pretty sure their corporate is gone. Like they've been dead for like maybe five.
That's the same thing that happened with like Bennigan's. Like the franchise ones, if they were doing well, they would, they stayed open because they were privately owned.
Yeah.
But all the corporate ones shut down. Jeez, so that's why you would see, even after Bennigan's shut down, you'd still see like a random Bennigan's.
Yeah. And I give people props for trying to keep that place open, dude.
Dude, I miss the Monte Cristo.
Yes, the Monte Cristo. The one and only sandwich that could slay dragons.
Remember the first one I had one? I'm like, oh, yeah, I was talking shit. Like, I can finish this, no problem.
Right.
And I eat like half of it, and I'm like, I don't know, man. I tried, but it was miserable after the first half.
I feel like it's almost disrespectful to sell it in a restaurant. Like, you have to go on like a quest through a fucking the Forest of Illusions, and then you find the motherfucking Monte Cristo freshly prepared, no matter what time of day. Just be a magic.
At the movie tavern, they used to have a Monte Cristo.
Oh, yeah.
I liked getting it there because then like no one would see how fat you are as they brought it out. Like who got the deep fried sandwich? Like
who's the piggy? Piggy? I have an order for piggy.
That's like the opposite of fajitas. You know, you have fajitas like, man, that guy's a badass. He don't care.
Yeah, the whole restaurant turns their head when the fajitas walk through the building.
Instead, it's like, who ordered the fried ham wrapped in donut meat? But I do miss Monte Cristo's, man. Damn. Yeah. What was the place in Denton on the square? Didn't they have Monte Cristo's?
Which one?
They closed down, though, didn't they?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I
the
think
Irish
they did.
Style.
Loophole? Or no.
Abbey.
The Abbey Inn.
Mm-hmm. I never ate there.
What? They had really good food.
They had bomb food.
Yeah. They had a Monte Cristo that was bomb. They had scotched eggs.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Scotch egg,
Ian loved those scotch eggs.
Man, I'd tear those up. Me and him would go there and just stink up the house when we got done.
Hell yeah. You gotta fart. If you eat eggs, you gotta fart. I want proof that you ate eggs.
Oh, boy.
We were talking about that earlier, things that would go in like a witch's brew. Dragon farts. And like,
That's it. Elf foreskin.
Whore's breath.
just a magic brew for whatever. I don't know what it would do. It's just throwing shit together.
We must find the breath of a whore. The penis has to be fresh in the mouth. What else can we talk about? How long have we been going?
I don't know. This is there a timer?
30 minutes maybe or something like that.
Let's take a look. Yeah, 24 minutes.
I mean, we can talk about the Hot Ones episode.
Yeah, let's talk about the Hot Ones. Yeah, yeah. If you would've...
I don't remember a lot what happened, man. I blacked out a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, really I just watched it.
Yeah. I thought it was a fun video. It was fun to see Juan mostly. Like, you... you got your ass kicked, Rabbit.
It was painful.
It was just like this annoyed stare coming off your face. Juan, on the other hand, was like standing up, walking around, eating ice cream, being like, ooh, calm down, Juan. You know, whenever Juan starts referring to himself in third person, you know, things are going. He's either playing scary games and he's scared, or he's like 8 fucking atomic wings. Come on, Juan. Keep it together.
Get your shit together, Juan. Yeah. When I'm in under duress, I talk to myself to calm myself down.
And, right.
You know,
get psych yourself up, you know?
Yeah.
Power through.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely way harder than the other time that we'd done it. The other time was like a walk in the fucking park.
I know.
It really
I don't,
was.
I don't understand it. Yeah. I mean, the sauces were different, obviously. But yeah,
the bomb was just as bad.
I don't know. The only thing I can think of is like when I sauced the wings.
You drenched them.
The first time we did it, I used like a brush and I brushed on the sauce. Yeah. The second, the one we just did, I like dipped them in a bowl of sauce.
Yeah.
And they were just all covered.
Right.
Completely.
You like fat kid dipped them. Yeah. Like, you know, like a kid that's addicted to ranch or
with
some
his fancy
shit.
Sauce. Yeah, fancy chicken sauce. Nuggets and fancy sauce.
But I like it.
Yeah. It was like, dude. And it was all fun and games, obviously, until the bomb.
Yes.
Once again.
The bomb will always fucking destroy.
Oh. So, yeah.
You're fine. The magic of editing.
You can do whatever you want. It's your house.
It was mine. I was going to give you a bite.
Oh, you ate it all.
Yeah, I ate it. It was my burrito. I was like, why'd she put it in the fridge?
Dang, you hyped it up, too.
She was ready for that burrito.
Yeah. I know. I feel really bad now.
It's fine. I'll have a pocky
it's
stick.
It's fine.
I think I have an extra Twizzler back here somewhere.
Yeah. I had a jawbreaker earlier. It's fine. I'll be good for the rest of the day.
Guess I'll just chew this gum.
Yeah. Swallow it.
Shut up, Audrey. She said that shit all the time. She was like, I'm going to tell everybody you don't let me eat. I'm like, why would you do that? They're going to believe you. They're gonna...
Damn. That's some fucking female shit.
Isn't that sad that she does that?
So,
oh yeah.
What anyway, else do I have to say about the? Your brother did pretty good. You know,
he did.
Jesus was the MVP.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what does that kid eat?
I love Jesus. I don't know. He's just a monster. He's a beast.
He was annoyed. He was visibly annoyed that he had to wait for us. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I was like, damn, dude.
Yeah, and I've known Jesus forever. He's like one of my best friends. He killed
him. Scott did all right, yeah.
My actual brother.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, when I added him on Facebook and told him I was going to post the video, there was like old pictures of him, and I was like, Rabbit. Rabbit and Scott. They have the same fucking face.
We're pretty much the same person.
I mean, I'll always love you more, dude. Just saying.
Thanks.
He doesn't have a cool nickname.
I don't know. Never say never.
Never ever. Say yeah. Never.
My little brother's always been cooler than me. So.
Does he have a cool nickname, though?
Actually, I had a girlfriend in high school tell me that my brother was like cuter than me or like hotter than me one time. I was like, that doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah. Damn, thanks a lot. Yeah.
Something you should just keep to yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, cool you think that, but don't tell me.
Well, maybe I would.
No, she told me straight to my face. She like, didn't care.
Oh, maybe I'd be hotter and more interesting if you didn't have such a fat ass. Just kidding. We don't body shame.
That's a Jim Carrey movie, right?
What?
What you just quoted? Was that a Jim Carrey movie?
Oh,
hey man,
no.
Big butts are in.
No,
dude.
It was Zoolander.
Zoolander.
Oh,
when
yeah.
He's like, I'm sorry that you have such a fat ass.
Yeah.
When he's like taking her measurements or whatever, and he pokes her with a pen.
Yeah. Mugatu.
Yeah, Mugatu.
Classic. So,
where were we at? Anything else with the hot wings? I got through it.
I know that I bitched out, and instead of eating the whole thing, I cut like little pieces off.
I still ate one of every chicken nugget. I just didn't eat the whole thing.
Yeah, I didn't eat
the last two.
Right.
The last two, I didn't eat the whole thing. So, yeah, okay.
A lot of them.
Maybe I bitched out a little bit, but I still finished.
You should have just toughed it out, you know?
I couldn't, dude. The second to last one... I took a bite and I almost threw up.
Yeah, I saw that part.
It just wouldn't go down my throat.
I'm pretty sure I zoomed on you.
You did. And I was like, cool, thanks, Mike. Appreciate that.
Yeah, Dan, you got to capture the magic.
It's not embarrassing at all. So the last one, I was just like, no, I'm not even trying.
Dude, anytime someone throws up.
I took a bite and that was it.
Anytime someone throws up on camera, it's gold. Jackass taught us that.
True.
They weren't even funny at first. They were just throwing up on camera.
I should have just let it rip all over the table, and then we could have had like a chain effect.
Right.
Stand By Me scene.
Yes, that's what I thought of, that scene. Burp noise. As soon as you said threw up on the table, I heard that burp noise he makes on Stand By Me when he throws up the pie.
Yeah. And then everybody else starts puking. Yeah. There we go. That would have been hilarious.
And then I made a noise. Like, I made a noise like this. And then this is the worst part. Everybody started throwing up on each other. I'm beginning to like this kid.
Classic Goonies. So the aftermath was probably the worst.
Yeah, the aftermath.
For me.
For me too. I had to
lay down.
One
of the worst things I've ever experienced.
Luckily, Rabbit had a bunch of like the smoked Gouda, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It was like
the hot cheese.
Yeah, he had
cheese like locked it in place.
Oh, yeah. I'm lactose intolerant, so
I forgot we ate that afterwards.
I ate like half a block of that shit, dude. Like, it was like, oh, I'm good for like 2 days, and day three, it was bad.
I had to lay down for a little bit just to concentrate on how bad my stomach hurt. And then my girlfriend was like, why'd you throw up in the trash can? And I was like, what? And I was like, well, why would you think that I threw up in the trash can while I was in the bathroom? And she's like, I don't know. Why wouldn't you just throw up in the toilet? And I was like, well, the toilet was being used also. And she was like, oh, gross.
Everything was occupied.
Yeah, it was. I almost tripled myself, honestly. While I was feeling like absolute miserable trash, I should have just rubbed one out and tripled myself.
Triple play. And it's a triple play.
Just a complete evacuation of the body.
Right.
Everything's out.
And then I could maybe I can confess my sins at the same time, right after I tripled myself. Just everything I've ever done bad.
Complete cleanse. Yeah, I started feeling okay like an hour after we ate, but then at like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Like the haunting hour.
Right here in like my stomach area.
Yeah.
It just started to burn and burn and burn and burn, and it didn't go away. Like I didn't sleep that night hardly at all.
I don't think I did either.
I laid on the couch upstairs that we, you know, and I just had like the TV on. I was like trying to like...
Yeah.
But every time I would try and doze off, it would just like start burning again and hurting.
Yeah.
And yeah, ever since then, I haven't really eaten anything spicy, like anything hotter than like, you know, Cholula or something.
I can't believe I defeated you so hard, dude.
Dude, I don't know what happened.
He gave away all of his hot sauces to me after that too. He was like, you want them? You fucking take them. Never eat hot sauce again.
Dude, it was that night. It was the night afterwards. This was the worst.
Yeah.
I still get pretty hot stuff. I mean,
yeah, I still haven't been.
I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even describe how painful it was. Like,
listen, like if you wrap a turd in lava, it's going to feel like you have to go to the hospital.
It's like I swallowed a hot coal and it just worked its way slowly through my intestines.
Yeah.
I was uncomfortable, but I wasn't like in pain.
No, I like laid down and like, you know how like they say that physically moaning actually makes you feel better, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I literally closed the door and was like,
it's called crying, Mike.
No, man, sometimes you just gotta wail, you know what I mean?
Like, I'm not crying, I'm wailing. It's
like
different.
A ghost.
Yeah. Yes, like a ghost. That's what we said in the video. That's what we said. It's, is this house haunted? No, Mike just had wings again.
He just had some really spicy wings.
Which video did we say that on?
It was the in was the hot wings.
Was it? Yeah, oh yeah. Man, I think I remember hearing it.
That would be a funny thing to experience if you were actually afraid of the situation of ghosts. Anyways,
there's this house for sale in Denton, and it's pretty cool. But me and my wife, we look at houses all the time. We're not really going to buy one. We already have a house, but you know, it's always fun to look. But anyway, in front of this house is a sign that said, "This house is not haunted." And it made me want that house so bad because that tells me that it's haunted.
Right.
If there's a sign saying this house isn't haunted, that's a sure sign that it's haunted as fuck.
Right. You know? Exactly.
No, dude, haunted houses are in now.
I want
people
it.
Are selling haunted houses. Really? Like, then on purpose.
Yeah. That's insane.
I think people always sell haunted houses on purpose.
Yeah. The plain
no, but they're like open
it.
About it.
You, yeah.
They used to try and hide the fact that they were, you know, supposedly yeah. haunted or whatever. Right. But now it's like, it's a draw. It's a.
I want a haunted house. That's I don't believe shit. In that shit. Yeah. So.
That's some shit I always have always asked whenever we're like looking at new places or whatever. Like throughout my whole life, I'm like, it's not haunted, is it? And like most of the time, whoever is, you know, showing the house is like, the fuck is this kid talking about? Get him out of here.
Yeah.
Remember when I told you your room was haunted and like some old lady died in there when you lived over in Gainesville?
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
Right. That was funny.
I love doing
it
shit.
It was
like
stupid.
That. Whatever. You believe me. I got in debt. I got in
debt. I mean, that house is pretty comfortable. I feel like, you know, whether you think a house is haunted or not, if you feel bad vibes, that's when you should worry. You know what I mean? But there's yeah. times where it's like, someone's like, oh, I heard someone died here. And, you yeah. know, and he was a headless Ku Klux Klan member. And he's going to definitely haunt you for the rest of your days. And then you're like, my room's really cool. I like it. Yeah, I put up my Pantera poster. Maybe the headless Ku Klux Klan member will appreciate it.
Yeah. He's like, okay, you get a pass.
Pantera's pretty tight. Yeah.
Yeah. R.I.P. Dimebag.
Every morning at 3 a.m., I hear some fucking walk hard. It's so scary.
I just hear guitar riffs.
I love Pantera.
Yeah, what if you got a really cool ghost? Like you got Dimebag Darrell as your
yeah,
ghost.
Like, you just play cemetery gates all the time.
You got like a badass ghost. Yeah. That'd be so fun.
Yeah.
You like just hear squealies all the time.
Yeah, like the ghosts in the attic on that show. What is it?
Yeah.
The really vulgar
Big
kids
Head?
Show.
Is
Big
it?
Head. Yeah. Yeah. It's like a bunch of ghosts in the attics. Who is
Miles
the
Davis?
Miles
right?
Davis.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be tight.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Ghosts are tight. Ghosts are tight. What Juan was saying this, he was like, you know, he said some philosopher said something about problems.
Oh, yeah. I was describing Epicurean philosophy a little bit, and I summed it up. I mean, this is not...
It's not word for word, but...
It's not word for word, but I was like, you know, whenever you're alive, you shouldn't be worried about being dead because you have live people problems. Whenever you're dead, you can worry about your dead people problems.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have a whole new set of problems,
right.
First of which is being dead. But beyond that, you'll have other dead problems that you might arise throughout your right. dead life.
And then I was like, Juan, so do you think you'll have problems when you're dead? He's like, yeah, I mean, I guess so. I guess I'm not worried about it, you know, but maybe. And I was like, so do you believe in ghosts then? No, why would I believe in ghosts? I'm like, well, if you're dead and you got dead people problems... You're kind of a ghost at that point, right?
And I was like, well, why
makes
now.
You a ghost.
Yeah, if you're sentient and you're like thinking about how you're dead and you have problems, you might be a ghost.
Well, maybe the biggest problem is that you're dead.
I mean, that's true.
So
I feel like they're going to put us to work when we die just because society's so used to it. Well, you know, ever since the 90s, after you die, we started this, you know, like job for you to do, you know. Like
just to make you feel safe. Productive.
We don't want your ghost back to be like hurting all the time, sitting there or hovering there in your ghost chair or whatever for the rest of eternity. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't believe in any of it. So. It doesn't affect me at all.
I don't believe in it either. I really don't. I just, like, the gist of it was, like, why worry about things that you can't.
Remember what I said earlier, though, you know, you can't just go around saying that you don't believe in things. You could say, like, you don't have enough evidence.
I can say that there's zero proof for things.
Right.
And that makes me not believe in it.
Yeah,
if there is proof, then I will believe it.
Right. We were talking about
that's how proof works.
So I saw a thing with Joe Rogan, and he was talking to Candace Owens about how she doesn't believe in climate change. And he was like, you're a person that a lot of people listen to. You should at least say, there's not enough evidence for you to make the decision instead of saying, I just don't believe in it. Which makes sense if a lot of people listen to you, you know what I mean? But ghost is less offensive.
But also, there's like a shit ton of evidence that climate change is real. So
right.
That's still not even a good reason to say that you don't believe
right.
in it.
Right. So
it's not a matter of belief. It's a matter of fact.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I believe in ghosts, though.
Which is another huge problem with our country right now and world in general.
Yeah. everyone's just
believing,
like,
that your opinions outweigh facts.
Right. I know.
Well, so they're like, it's, well, I heard. Oh, life. Well, my cousin has like a friend that used to be a doctor, and they said,
well, you're not a doctor. You didn't go to school to be a doctor.
Then,
I don't care.
And even if you are a doctor, say you are a doctor, and you're like, oh, I know all about this one thing, and this is the way it is. Where's your evidence to back that up? Do a test.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely more inclined to trust you at your word. Mm. But if you're just like some dude's cousin, sister's former roommate, I don't care what your opinion is. Like,
I'm going to trust a hundred to thousands of doctors before I trust one.
Well, I feel like too, people don't even like admit where all this stuff comes from. It's like, I swear some people are like, well, you know, I took care of a dying squirrel one time and I nursed it back to health. So I know fucking so much more than you. About what?
Of squirrels?
I don't like. No, I know about saving lives, jackass.
It's like, I know how to jump rope, but it doesn't mean I know how to fuck a double
I didn't make
Dutch.
The squirrel wear a mask and he survived.
So much varying degrees of expertise. I mean, just because
that's
you,
true.
You know, but, I mean, yeah, you might know how to run, but can you run an Olympic race? Fuck no.
Yeah.
You're not at that level.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I always hate the like knowledge by proxy stuff where it's like, well, okay, for example, my sister's a nurse. Mm-hmm. She delivers babies. Does that mean I know how to deliver babies? Fuck no.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be like, okay, it's okay. I got this. Like, my sister's a nurse who delivers babies. Let me deliver your baby for you.
Or even if you've delivered
one. That's the
one,
fucking stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Even if you've delivered one, you're still not an expert. You know what I mean?
Like, true.
So I feel like anyone has one example to bring up for them to be a professional at whatever you're talking about. But it's also the fact that like everyone needs to be doing something with their brain. Like everyone doesn't have shit to do with their brain right now. So they're just like, I'm going to spout mindless babble because it's something to talk about, you know? Fuck.
And also people have such a problem being wrong. Like it's a bad thing.
Right.
Like who cares if you're wrong? I'm wrong about shit all the time. Yeah. All the time I'm wrong about shit. And guess what I do?
You learn from it.
Change your mind.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's the thing. Stubborn, like, people just that won't refuse
I've admitted I was wrong before and it was super embarrassing. And then I fucking laughed it off because, you know, when you're just like, oh, what? Oh, here's the evidence to show me I was wrong.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts. Yeah. It stings.
You got me.
You know what?
You know?
Yeah. I was wrong.
But it feels better to know that you're not dumb anymore. That you you know that you're smarter than you were before.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of people don't, you know, with the whole wearing a mask thing. Like, okay, your boy Trump's wearing a mask now. What do you have to say about masks? Like, it's all a conspiracy. Like, that's your boy. That's Trump. That's your man. He's wearing a mask in public.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say now? It's like, where's your fucking,
I don't know,
foothold? You don't have one anymore.
I feel like they'll find somewhere to say something. You know what I mean? They'll find a way to where they're right.
Yeah. It's like, just admit that you're wrong, wear the fucking mask, and we can get on with our lives.
You don't have to admit you're wrong.
Because other countries are doing better. Like, almost every other country is doing better than we are.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that China might see Tenet before us. You know what I mean? In the theater.
Well, I mean, honestly, suck for us. They have like a $1 billion economy, so more than likely that would happen anyway.
No. Well, the thing is, like
but they're well on their way to being back to normal. Like, and like New Zealand was like one of the first ones to get back to normal.
The difference is all these countries, when their government tells them, hey, you know what? We have to work together. Mm-hmm. We got to do this. They just listen. And I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think we should listen to everything their government says. Mm-hmm. And just at face value, we shouldn't do that because unfortunately our government has kind of lied to us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that being said, when there's something like this that no one's going about, whenever you see other countries, some of them doing it one way, like China locking down completely, and Italy saying, oh, okay, we'll work this out. And then seeing the difference there, like, okay, one of these obviously worked better than the other. Which one are we going to do? Yeah, we're going to do nothing. How about that?
And this is like, people forget that this isn't the first time this has happened.
Right.
Yeah. Like the Spanish flu or whatever in 1918, this happened. And guess what they did? They wore masks. Fucking masks.
Exactly.
Hello?
Yeah.
My biggest thing is people like talking.
And it worked.
Talking shit about like, well, Ebola never got so bad. Yeah, because our government was on top of that shit right the fuck away. Like they didn't pussyfoot around saying, oh, it's not true. It'll be gone in a couple months.
Yeah,
like magic.
With the I will eventually be right mentality. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's a hoax. It's fake news.
Yeah.
Like, politicizing the issue when it's not a political issue.
Swine flu never got this bad.
It's a health issue.
The reason these things never got that bad here or across the world, because if it gets bad, we travel so fucking much. Yeah. If it gets bad here, it's going to get bad everywhere. Mm-hmm. That's just how it's going to work. We travel a lot.
All right. And one last thing we'll talk about and then we'll hang up. I said hang up like it's a phone, like back in the day. Anyways.
You remember.
So it's going to affect movies. You know what I mean? It's going to affect movie theaters.
Yeah.
When are we going to be back in the theater? Yeah. Like as a large crowd that could cheer a movie on. Like, when do you think theaters will even open at this point?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I mean, I was just thinking, like, think of an Avengers level movie.
Right.
I mean, think
about a packed out theater.
I guess they're trying, right? With some theaters, they're trying, like,
I mean, they're
social distancing.
Yeah, they are doing that. But, like, right now on a large scale, no, they're not.
Right.
They're not doing it. You know what I mean? There's theaters here and there doing social distance stuff and, like, you know, drive-ins and stuff like that. And they're all showing retro movies, which is awesome. I could get behind that. But
I'm down with drive-ins too.
Yeah. But like when it comes to the next big blockbuster at a theater, we're like months away. You know what I mean? We're like maybe next year.
Probably more than that. Yeah. Like until there's an actual vaccine, and like nothing's going to go back to normal.
Right. And that's a big bummer because we had Tenet scheduled for like July 17th.
The 10th anniversary of Inception was going to be back in theaters. In fact, I think it did get released in theaters for like a week or two before all this.
Oh, really?
Went down. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
that movie's awesome. We had New Mutants was scheduled to come out in August.
Maybe,
but
I don't know. Are you putting this up?
That was like
today?
The sixth time.
Are you putting this up today?
Yeah.
Okay, so hopefully by the end of the day, we'll know if New Mutants is up
on Disney Plus.
Yeah, that's the rumor right now.
Yeah, there's rumors that it will go to
That'd
Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they pushed Fast and the Furious back a year.
Yeah, Fast and the Furious. So nine. Mad about that. and you know what? It's been so long since that Fast and Furious trailer that I've went from not caring to marathoning the whole franchise and then wanting to know why Han is alive. And then now I'm like fucking dying to know. So it's like, fuck, man.
Yeah,
so much
sure
can change.
We gotta wait for it.
Pretty sure I saw that guy burning.
Yeah. He was upside down in his car, choking on gasoline. On fire.
Yeah, and then they're exploded.
Like,
yeah.
And they're like, guess who I found?
He's bad.
It's a
I don't know what they're going to do.
It's
man.
A Terminator, Han.
What.
It's a cyborg. It's not even
They're like, look who I found.
Well, there is a theory that the same, like, Cypher, like, the same technology they use for Idris Elba in Hobbs and Shaw could be in Han. Like, Cypher got Han free.
Hear
like,
me.
I don't know. There's like a weird theory about it, but she basically saved his life, kept him from his crew, family.
So here's what I think. Here's my theory. Okay. Yeah, we just found out that they're going to go to space. Right. So let's just say Tyrese, while he's in space, gets a signal from another planet, goes to the planet, and they go, it's so nice for you to have arrived here. We have prepared your clone army of Hans.
Hell yeah, dude. It's a Star Wars prequels. That's the real Star Wars prequels. Oh, Fast and Furious. Yeah. Didn't even know it.
Yeah. Didn't even know.
And then he's like,
Han Solo? Hello?
Yeah, exactly.
He's his great, 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 great grandson.
Yeah. Then Tyrese is like, come back to Earth with me and, you know, hang out with the old gang.
It's pronounced Earth. Come back to Earth.
Well, that's confusing because it's a long time ago.
Right. And it's
so
a galaxy.
Star Wars is a long time ago. So is it?
He was born.
Let's not even
I don't even
dig,
know.
Let's not even dig that one up. So it would get real
deep.
It
has to do with wormholes, man. It has to.
Yeah. And portals. And
but it's still a long time ago.
Glory holes. There's all kinds glory of holes.
All the holes.
Right. What's another thing that we saw? Oh.
Are we still talking about movies?
Yeah, go ahead.
The Bond 25 was supposed to come out in November on Thanksgiving. I don't know if they pushed that back, but I was super excited for that because I love James Bond.
Still want that Marvel, you know, still want Black Widow. It was the one I was least.
It's been so long now that I just completely forgot about it. It's like, just put it on Disney Plus or fucking,
They just can't do it.
The hype's gone, though.
I don't think it's gone.
The hype's gone.
I don't think it's gone.
I guarantee it's going to bomb when they put it back in theaters.
But listen, you know
how, the hype's gone.
But
dude.
You know how, okay, so once we get to a point where like the theaters open for everyone, so anybody could go, no capacity issues, and then a month goes by, you know how thirsty everyone is going to be for that next blockbuster movie? Everyone's going to go.
Yeah, but not that one. Yeah, not that one.
I still
mark my words, dude. If they save it and they don't put it out, it's going to bomb in the theater.
Avatar 2 is supposed to be coming out.
I mean, it might still make like $1 billion, but that's like...
Well, that's the thing. That's why they... So if you put it on Disney Plus, you're not going to make $1 billion. You know what
they
I mean? You're not going to make any... You're not going to make your money back even if you're just going straight to... Because they've already got a lot of their their subscriptions. So like you have to think about they will have an increase in subscriptions if they put Black Widow on there. But like... Is it going to equal the amount to make their money back? You know what I mean? Like that's why the big budget movies, they're holding back. You know what I mean? Because they want to at least make their money back.
Yeah, but there isn't any other movies. They're not releasing anything else.
I know.
It's like it's going to the hype is wearing off, and it's wearing off fast is what I'm saying. Hmm. Like the longer you make us wait, the it's not going to get any more hype. It's going to get the opposite. I already don't care. And the longer I have to wait, I will care even less.
See, I
won't get more excited for it to come out.
I think a general audience is still going to be thirsty for that movie. Like with Final Fantasy X, the remake, they announced that 10 years before the game came out.
Seven.
Yeah.
Okay, 7 years.
Yeah.
Still, everybody still jumped on that.
That was a
that
different
shit.
Time, though.
I don't know. I have an Xbox.
Kind of, honestly.
So that's why. Right. Believe me, if I had a PS4 or 5, which one are they on now? Which PS are we looking at? If I had a PlayStation,
I
had a PlayStation, then I'd probably be more excited about Final Fantasy VII Remake. But I don't, and they're assholes, and they decided to fuck me specifically. They're like, you know what? Fuck Juan. We're not going to put it on Xbox for a year. Mm. Luna Square, fuck you. I'll just play it in a year. So yeah, fuck me.
Okay, what's the next Marvel movie after Black Widow?
The Eternals.
So they need to put one of those on Disney Plus. One of them. I'm telling you. No, they do. To keep the hype going, they can't just let it sit for so long and expect people to still be interested. Like one of those two movies they need to put on Disney Plus.
See, I still
and I think that Black Widow should be the movie.
Because like if you have a company that you built from the ground up and became the biggest, you know, in Hollywood, the biggest in Hollywood,
right.
You know what I mean? You as a company aren't going to be worried about falling off during a tragedy that's happening. You know what I mean? Like they're just worried about thirsty people that want to go to the theater. You know what I mean? They're still going to give us things. Obviously, New Mutants has been rumored. That's a quote-unquote Marvel movie. You know what I mean? They're still offering... They've put several, as Disney being a company, they put several things that are supposed to go into theaters directly to Disney Plus. But whenever they're like... You know, this is we built this company from nothing and we are the number one movie company took over.
Yeah.
I don't think they're willing to do it. They're not going to put it on there because they want to save that money. They will give us other things. And the Disney Plus shows are still supposed to come right out when they're done. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. I just don't think... Whenever they picture all the dollar signs, they're
I understand.
Like,
I understand that there's a lot of money to be made.
As a general audience, and without counting people like us that are like have certain feelings about it, or you know what I mean, like we're certain nerd level about it. But like as a general audience, all those people are still going to be interested. People that go and take their kids that don't think about the fucking connecting dots of all the movies and how fucking crazy it is and has never read a comic.
Right.
That's still a lot of money. You know what I mean?
So. Yeah. But okay. On a wider scale, the hype is going to wear off. The comic book movie hype is going to wear off. They're basically what happened with Westerns in like the 50s and probably earlier and later. Like they still make Westerns now. And some of them are really good, but there was a huge market for Westerns and they overtook cinema.
Yeah.
And they were the king. Mm-hmm. They were the Marvel movies. They were, you know, Avengers level. The hype wore off. And eventually comic book movies hype is going to wear off. It's not going to last forever.
And you know, you might be right. I could be wrong, but just as someone who has been had a lot of screen time lately because of the COVID, I can't watch a movie at home without just like completely not caring 15 minutes in. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, phone? What's that, phone?
Yeah.
No one texted me? Oh, now I'm stuck anyways. And you know, I did go to a theater that opened the other day that was showing retro movies, and there was like zero people there, pretty much. Like maybe six people in the whole theater, and we had masks and stuff. Watched Jurassic Park. And I couldn't believe how I felt at a theater. Like I was like, I've seen this movie a million times and I'm fucking loving it. You know what I mean? So I understand the thirst whenever you
I'm with Mike on that. Like,
no, I agree. I want to go to a theater. I love going to a movie theater. Yeah. Well,
like, there's some movies that I don't give a shit if I see in a theater. Like that movie we saw, that's what we were talking about last night. Where was it? Palm Springs with Andy Samberg. Great movie. But if I saw it in a theater, I'm not going to gain anything.
Right.
But Black Widow, on the other hand, if I see that in the theater, I'm gaining a lot.
That's fair.
I mean, I don't have a whole surround sound system in my house. I mean, I have a decent TV, but beyond that, I don't have the sound system. I don't have the snacks. It's a part of the whole, you know,
experience. Yeah, I agree.
And I like that a lot. There are some movies that I would rather take the time to go to a theater and sit down and have it all just blasted at me at max volume, you know, like a Fast and the Furious movie.
Yeah,
they're cool on my TV. They're cool, but damn, are they better in theater? I mean, you feel the rumble of the engines. I mean, you get all that. It's exciting.
It's, I mean, it's like with shows.
I'm not disagreeing
too.
With the experience of going to a movie theater. I love that. That's not the point.
I just think that with Black Widow, you'll miss a lot on that, and they know it. And also, like Mike said, they're just going to lose so much money. Even if the hype's gone, they're going to make more money than it's shown in theater. Right. But if they give it to me as a $20 option, I'd pay for it.
What if they did that? Like a pay-per-view kind of thing.
I'd do that.
I mean,
on Disney Plus, but a pay-per-view. A lot of people would buy it, but I'd still make a lot of money.
But I think still generally it doesn't equal. You know what I mean? Like that going to a theater is like a huge part of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give it another different example. You know what I mean? Like, okay, let's just say that, you know, you had a band, favorite band, right? And they were like, we're holding out to put out this record, or you could just watch us play the album live. Like, you know what I mean? Which would you rather have? Would you rather wait for the actual record to come out, or maybe just check it out, you know, live on YouTube? I mean, it's kind of a different analogy, but like, you still are risking experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, like, they're giving you the live experience, and then that tides you over until you get the record.
That's true.
So Marvel needs to do something to tide over their fans. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah. New Mutants.
Maybe New Mutants is it. Maybe that's it.
Right.
I don't think it's going to be enough.
I mean, I think it's going to be something.
It's something. So, it's better than nothing.
Then,
I'm not complaining.
You know, New Mutants, and then maybe the Falcon, Winter Soldier. Give us that. Something, you know what I mean?
When's that supposed to come out, man?
I mean, it's all up in the air.
They got to release something, dude. It's all
up in the air.
They can't hold all their cards in their hand.
Well,
because
they keep releasing these bullshit. Don't get me wrong. I haven't seen Onward or Homeward, whatever that movie is, that new Disney movie.
That was good.
See, I'm sure it's good. They're releasing that stuff. They're releasing a bunch of older stuff for kids. That's great. I'm not a kid, man. Give me something good.
I mean, you also have to think, like, if your company was, like, losing a lot of money and you were, like, you know, giving things out for free already.
True.
Like, you're doing something. You're trying, you know what I mean? Because that Homeward movie, or Homebound, or whatever it is, that was, like, straight up supposed to be a theater release.
Yeah.
And it had, like, Tom Holland, Chris Pratt. Those are pretty big names, you know what I mean? They probably could have made a lot of money with that. They put it straight to Disney Plus, like, the fucking before even the release date, you know what I mean, or something like that.
Well, because it was going to miss the release date, and then
right. So, I mean, as a company, I know that they're probably like the one company that will survive this before anyone else. But you know, they're giving it. They're trying.
They have plenty of money, and they're still getting their monthly subscriptions. So it's not like they're not making money.
That's true. Mm-hmm. But after Mandalorian, you know, there was a fall off because they don't have all that stuff lined up yet. You know, they don't have all the Disney Plus lined up, and it's getting pushed also. But so how do you feel about shows? What about shows, guys? You miss those?
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah.
Shows?
Just like going to a show.
Oh, going to a show.
Drinking a beer.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fun.
Man. I don't go as often as I used to. I used to go just about every weekend.
Right.
I mean, that's just what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I know I don't do that anymore, but even then, I mean, once a month is good.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'd like to do that at least. And even just going to a random bar, having some shitty band playing, it doesn't, even if I don't like that kind of music, it doesn't matter. It's just live music, man. I just miss live music. I really do. Like, I don't care if it's country. I don't care if it's rock. I don't care if it's reggae. I don't care at this point. Just give me something to listen to live, please.
Yeah. Yeah. Deftones. I had Deftones tickets rescheduled for September of 2021.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're out of it by then.
I had Revolution tickets. That's 2021. That sucks. Rage. I didn't have tickets to that because I'm not fast enough.
Right. But that would be dope.
Now there's a chance, though. I might be able to get some.
Isn't it ironic that this is the year that Rage decided to get back together and rage against the machine, and then the machine's all fucked up and they can't even rage.
They can't even rage.
they can't even rage against it. That's how bad it is.
We just want to rage.
Yeah. Me too. I definitely would. Like, Deftones and Rage were like the two things that... Oh, My Chemical Romance. They were doing reunion shit too.
Oh, really?
They were doing Black Parade. They announced that.
So
that was such a good album. God, I love that album.
Yeah. So I mean, I would be pissed. Luckily I was broke enough to decide to pass on Rage tickets and pass on My Chemical Romance. I did get Deftones tickets. But we'll see if that happens in September.
Of next year.
Yeah. of next year. So man. But yeah, I think we've been talking for an hour, so you know, this is pretty good length. It's good. It's a good size. You know what I mean?
It's a good girth. Yeah, good all the way, all around length, right. All around, you know, thickness and, of content.
And yeah, and this is going to be an episode. If you're listening, you know, you're going to hear this. This is exclusive to people that only listen to the podcast. But if you haven't subscribed to the YouTube, go to that one because you could watch what led to my shit. Poop, vomit. I said poomit the other day because I pooed and I vomited. So, yeah, go watch that happen.
I like this format better because I have to take a shower. I'm in like just a shitty undershirt.
If it ever picks up to where we're like trying to put out more content, or like when you do a Patreon, that's like the type of thing where people subscribe to your channel for that exclusive content. And, you know, then we could start doing audio extras and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But until then, it's already hard enough to fucking edit all these fucking videos and work a normal job that I just started.
Yeah. I applied for two jobs yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I had plenty of time to edit lately, but man, damn.
Sucks. I mean, I like my job, but I'm not doing it, so I gotta do something.
All right, well, you know, leave us a comment or... tell us what we could do next to please you. We want to please you. We want
to love to pleasure.
We want to please your mom. She's a big fan of the show. That's like, I always get at worshipandtributenerd@gmail.com. I get suggestions from your mom all the time. It's pretty cool.
What about Angie?
Angie Daddy?
Yeah, Angie Daddy. Joe Mama, Angie Daddy.
But yeah, I'm not very political, but don't be racist and please wear a mask because I want to go to shows someday. And I also want all of my nieces and nephews that are all mixed or something. I want them to live in a cool world where they don't get harassed by angry old white people.
I mean, eventually they're going to die off and we'll be okay, but...
the angry old white people, yeah. I mean, people of color always look at other people of color and we're like, well, let's all hook up and make babies.
Like, it's like, dude, like this whole healthcare stuff where people live longer, it's kind of biting us in the ass.
Yeah, they need to die. They just need to start dying. I'm sorry.
Like, it was a good idea at the time, but now that they're here still, it's like, well, I mean,
there are good and bad, but.
That's true. It's subjective.
Like, RGB, she could live forever in my mind. I'll be fine with that.
The poor woman, let her rest. Come on. Let's get a real president so we can let that poor woman rest. Please. Yeah. She wants to retire. She can't right now. Let's give her something to work with.
All right, sure. Guys. Anyway. Well, we're going to take off. And thanks for listening. And see you later, nerds.